Hello, you happen to be listening to The Good Stuff, and we're very excited that you're here. Remember, The Good Stuff is just a healthy part of your day, so make sure you make it your routine to catch it. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, what if I told you about Tri-State Livestock News? They offer all that and more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in the livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit at tsln.com.
Cattlemen, save this date. Coming up next Monday, December the 4th, for the TK Angus 40th production bull and female sale hosted at the ranch east of Valentine. Cattle bred with the commercial cattlemen in mind. They'll be selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus, and 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of their 2016 fall pairs. Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, starting with lunch at 11. Or you can bid and view online at Superior Livestock or DV Auction. Kim, what do you have to share on The Good Stuff today?
Actually, this is something from Jim Thompson that he sent in. Enjoy life to the fullest, wisdom from our elders. We grew up in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We studied in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We dated in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We got married and discovered the world in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We ventured into the 70s and 80s. We stabilized in the 90s. We got wiser in the 2000s and went firmly through the 2010s. Turns out we've lived through 9 different decades, 2 different centuries, 2 different millennia. We have gone from the telephone with an operator for long distance calls to video calls to anywhere in the world. We have gone from slides to YouTube, from vinyl records to online music, from handwritten letters to email. From live matches on the radio to black and white TV and then to HD TV, we went to Blockbuster and now we watch Netflix. We got to know the first computers, punch cards, diskettes, and now we have gigabytes and megabytes in hand on our cell phones or iPads. We wore shorts throughout our childhood and then long pants, Oxfords, Bermuda shorts, etc. We dodged infantile paralysis, meningitis, H1N1, flu, and now COVID-19. We rode skates, tricycles, invented cars, bicycles, mopeds, gas or diesel cars, and now we ride hybrids or 100% electric. Yes, we've been through a lot, but what a great life we've had. They could describe us as exennials, people who were born in that world of the 50s, who had an analog childhood and a digital adulthood. We're kind of, yeah, seen it all. Our generation has literally lived through and witnessed more than any other in every dimension of life. It is our generation that has literally adapted to change. A big round of applause to all the members of a very special generation, which are unique. Here are precious and very true messages. Time does not stop. Life is a task that we do ourselves every day. When we look, it's already 6 in the afternoon. When you look, it's already Friday. When one looks, the month is over. When one looks, the year is over. When one looks, 50, 60, 70, and 80 years have passed. When you look, we no longer know where our friends are. When you look, we lost the love of our life, and now it's too late to go back. Do not stop doing something you like due to a lack of time. Do not stop having someone by your side, because your children will soon not be yours, and you will have to do something with that remaining time. Where the only thing that we are going to miss will be the space that can only be enjoyed with the usual friends. This time that, unfortunately, never returns. The day is today. We are no longer at an age to postpone anything. Always together, always united, always brothers and sisters, always friends. I thought that was very good. Enjoy life to the fullest, wisdom from our elders, and that came in from Jim Thompson himself. He didn't write it, I'm sure.
Thanks for sending that in, Jim, and thanks, Kim, for sharing that with us today. Well, you know, I've got some conversation starters. If you kind of struggled with conversation at Thanksgiving, here are some things at your next family gathering you might throw out there other than sports, hunting, fishing, those kind of things. What 3 things that always make you smile? So name those 3 things. Here are some other things. What made you laugh the hardest in this past year? That would be a good one. And what is one thing you would like to accomplish in the coming year? So some conversation starters for your upcoming holiday gathering. Merry Christmas, everyone, from The Good Stuff.